the answer to your question about how we got in this war goes back, you know, a long way, but I would say that the real story starts in 2014 when the U.S. government, and particularly the neocons in the White House and elsewhere, participated and supported the overthrow, violent overthrow, a coup d'etat against the democratically elected government of the Ukraine and put in a very, very anti-Russian government. Is no longer a humanitarian mission, that all the decisions the United States have made, has made since the start, has been about prolonging the war, about maximizing the violence of the war, and being absolutely intransigent against the many opportunities to actually settle the war.
Well, I got to tell you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a Democrat, stands heads above Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and all of them. There's a two-hour interview with him on Infowars.com that literally knocks it out of the park, where he explains what really happened in Ukraine, where he explains where all this is really going. RFK Jr. says Russia faces existential fight and cannot lose in Ukraine. Let's play some of those clips back to back. Here it is.
This is no longer a humanitarian mission. That all the decisions the United States have made, has made since the start, has been about prolonging the war, about maximizing the violence of the war, and being absolutely intransigent against the many opportunities to actually settle the war. And that my understanding of the war is that not that Zelensky is pushing this war as hard as he can, but that the neocons in the White House want this war. They want regime change with the Russians. They want to exhaust the Russian armies. This is what Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in 2022. Our objective is to exhaust and degrade Russian forces so they cannot fight anywhere else in the world. And President Biden acknowledged that one of his objectives in the war is regime change in Russia, removing Vladimir Putin. Well, if those are the objectives, that is the opposite of a humanitarian mission. That is a mission to maximize casualties, to prolong the war. It's essentially a war of attrition, and that's what we're seeing. Julian Assange is a newspaper publisher. He published leaked documents. You know, why are we, I mean, if I was any newspaper publisher in this country, I would be worried about that. That now he can go to jail for life because he published leaked documents of great import to the American people, of things that should not have been secret, that we should have known about, revelations that affect our civil rights, affect our foreign policy, affect things that we have a right to know about. And, you know, it's strange that there's any support for his imprisonment among the press. And I think the press is beginning to figure this out finally. The most controversial of those figures is Edwin Snowden. But Edwin Snowden released documents that showed us that we were all being spied upon. Yeah. And that's important for Americans to know. And in fact, it was so important that Congress passed laws based upon his revelations to protect the American people. So why are we punishing the whistleblower rather than punishing the people who were, you know, who were illegally spying on us? That's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be jailing dissenters in our country. We shouldn't be jailing whistleblowers. We should be jailing the people who break the law. This is a war that is proceeding in a very cataclysmic trajectory. The answer to your question about how we got in this war goes back, you know, a long way, but I would say that the real story starts in 2014 when the U.S. government, and particularly the neocons in the White House and elsewhere, participated and supported the overthrow, violent overthrow, a coup d'etat against the democratically elected government of the Ukraine and put in a very, very anti-Russian government. This prompted the Russians, who then believed that the U.S. Navy was now going to be invited into the Black Sea to have a port at Crimea. It prompted the Russians to preemptively invade Crimea. At the same time, the government that came into the Ukraine began enacting a series of laws that turned the Russian populations of the Donbass region into second-class citizens. They illegalized essentially their culture, their language, and they began ultimately killing them. They killed 14,000 of them, and it prompted a civil war in the country. And the Russian response, which it was illegal, I have no sympathy or toward Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a gangster and he's a thug. But his response in the Donbass was not irrational. This is no longer a humanitarian mission. That all the decisions the United States has made since the start has been about prolonging the war, about maximizing the violence of the war, and being absolutely intransigent against the many opportunities to actually settle the war. And that my understanding of the war is that not that Zelensky is pushing this war as hard as he can, but that the neocons in the White House want this war. They want regime change with the Russians. They want to exhaust the Russian armies. This is what Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in 2022. Our objective is to exhaust and degrade Russian forces so they cannot fight anywhere else in the world. And President Biden acknowledged that one of his objectives in the war is regime change in Russia, removing Vladimir Putin. Well, if those are the objectives, that is the opposite of a humanitarian mission. That is a mission to maximize casualties, to prolong the war. It's essentially a war of attrition, and that's what we're seeing. If you throw in the Homeland Security and all the surveillance and security expenditures at home, it's $1.1 trillion a year. So that's $1.1 trillion a year that is attributable to our warmongering. And I don't think we can afford to be policemen of the world anymore. We have 800 bases around the world. We need to start rebuilding our middle class at home. We need to be responsible with our debt. And we need, my grandfather always said, we should make America too expensive to conquer. We should make Fortress America. We should arm America to the teeth at home. So we're too expensive to conquer, and then we should concentrate on building up our economic power and a robust middle class. That's what's going to make America strong. And instead of projecting military strength abroad, we ought to be projecting our economic strength and a marketplace of ideas and economic power.
Do you believe they murdered or were involved in the murder of your uncle? What have you come to personally?
The CIA, yes, they were definitely involved in the murder and the 60-year cover-up. They're still not releasing the papers that legally they have to release. But I don't think there's any doubt if you look at this huge, monumental mountain of evidence and confessions, and so many people have confessed to their involvement. And for anybody who has doubts about that, I would recommend a book by Jim Douglas called The Unspeakable, because I think he's done a better job than anybody else at kind of assembling and distilling.
We're out of time. Final segment before Owen takes over. He's loaded for bear at 6 to 8 p.m. I had a bunch of the news to hit. Final segment straight ahead. I want to thank the crew for a great job. This news about the Mexican cartels, the deep state, the terror attacks is dead on. It's just so incredibly serious. We'll be back during the weekday shows, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. covering it all. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Great job, crew.
'1776 Testosterone Boost is back in stock. It is a private label of the number one best-selling natural testosterone booster on the market. It does incredible things for men, but women also love it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to experience this product for yourself. I never have any issues in the libido department. but it's always good to supercharge it and take it to the next level. And I'm just going to tell you, bottom line, my wife is blown away. I am a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the sheets. And I'm telling you, at 49, I've got more energy in that department than I had when I was 18. And I owe it all to 1776 Testosterone Boost, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also great for your muscles, your body, your energy, your workouts. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost at InfoWarsStore.com.